Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's 7:41. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass taking your calls right now. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Atlanta sports news has been fast and furious this week. Trae Young is no longer a Hawk. He's been traded to the Wizards for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. Go ahead, get those calls in, 404-726-0929. Let's go on out to Ken in Lawrenceville. Ken, good morning. What you got for us this morning?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, there he is. What's going on, Ken?
I'm sorry.
All good.
Oh, man, I'm a little sad, but I'm more mad than I am sad because I feel like it's kind of the same cycle with the Hawks. It's like, man, you know, Laurel, 30 years ago, they did Dominique in a February trade, you know, for Danny Manning, who wasn't, you know, on Neek type of, you know, level or whatnot. And he was that roster that Dominique had that year was supposed to really contend. And they traded him in the middle of that, you know, that kind of run. And Trae Young finally gets some supporting cast around him this season. They sell us on that, hey, we're putting all this around Trae, versatility, height, all this stuff, and then don't get a legitimate shot to see what it looked like. He got hurt. He struggled. But where doesn't that happen? It happened in Boston with Jaylen Brown and Tatum for a minute. Who was going to get traded? Who was going to rise to the face of the team? And they stuck with it, won a championship. You know what I mean? But you come here, and they sell us on so many different things, but they're not trying to build a winner to me. That's what it looks like. We're riding to the new thing with Jalen. I'll get off. Let you guys talk about it. But
yeah, thanks for the call.
I just feel like they're just serving us Kool-Aid that they want us to drink and not really going all in. Now they want us to go all in with AD and possibly an extension. Oh, my God. I just hope Jalen stays healthy, man.
Appreciate the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
I'm with him on the Dominique thing. I remember where I was. I literally remember where I was when I found out that Dominique Wilkins got traded. And that wasn't just there's similarities, but there's a lot of things that are very different. That was a 50-win team. And that was in the middle of that season in February, like right before the trade deadline. That was the worst trade one of the worst trades in Atlanta sports history. The thing I'll push back though is they've I don't think they haven't tried to build this team for Trey. And hell, and the whole DeJounte Murray thing was the thing. Again, guys, go read the articles that were written. Trey Young went and met with DeJounte and the Hawks people. He wanted that trade. It didn't work. You've been on multiple coaches. Trey also wanted out, too, because Atlanta was hesitant to give him anything. Because one thing I go back to in the NBA, and Dylan can step in if I'm wrong, but superstars elevate teams in the NBA. One guy can take a average team and make them, you know, take a play-in team, I would say, and make them a top four team in that conference. That's never happened here. Never. And he didn't have great players, no, but he had the 21 team was better than we think, and they were also playing really hot. And why did we trade Kyle Korver? Not Kyle Korver, but Red Velvet when we did. Why was that trade? There was a lot of things that were made that never made sense to me. So,
we do have a lot of calls regarding Trae Young. Emotions are high today after the trade news. Let's go out to Mitch in Decatur. Mitch, how are you feeling about Trae this morning?
Horrible, 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 horrible. I mean, at the end of the day, you need superstars to win in this league, okay? Yeah, Jalen Johnson, good player. What else do you have on that team? We're going to go out here and get Street Clothes Davis? For what? It doesn't make any sense. My problem with the Hawks is it's not Trae Young. We got to look at Quinn Snyder also. Quinn Snyder has been here for going on 4 years, and we're still in the dump. Come on. Sometimes it's time to look at coaching too. So, hey, it's not just Trae Young. It's the whole entire organization. It's horrible. It's horrible. The Hawks are horrible. I mean, the organization is horrible. Come on. You're not trying to win. You're trying to save money. You're not trying to win.
Well, that's my take on. You're not saving money. You're going to spend the money. You also got top picks. Also, I'm not going to sit here and say Quinn Snyder is deserving or not. But how many coaches is one player to get to go through? I mean, how many coaches are we going to blame before we say, you know what? And you're right. It takes superstars to win this league. Why is Trae Young a superstar? Because we want him to be? Because the rest of the league doesn't think he's a superstar. If the rest of the league thought he was a superstar, the teams that Trey's crew wanted him to go to, you know, his agent and everything, his team, would have lined up to get him. And they said, we're good. Because they didn't want to. They're not going to go. I'm not trying to bash him because I don't dislike Trey. The early years of Trae Young were as fun as you could watch this team, but we don't have anything to show for it. And normally, when you get through superstars, you have something to show for it.
And like you said, Bo, if Trae Young's trade value and if he was viewed as a superstar around the league. And again, I like CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, and I feel like we got back as much as we could because of where Trey's trade value was. But if his trade value was as high as some people thought it was, and he was a superstar, and if he was a superstar viewed around the league, we would have got back more than CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, respectfully.
Well, we do have full phones right now regarding the Trae Young news that he has been traded to the Wizards. Let's go on out to Atlanta, Jermaine. Jermaine, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good this morning. Honestly, I'm not mad at it. I like Trey. I really do. I appreciate him for what he's done. 20, 25, and 10 is not hard. It's not easy to do. But I just thought that it just not translating to a winning basketball. And respectfully, I don't think it's worth hindering the Caps for. So I mean, I appreciate it. The Hawks have a chance to, you know, if that Pelts pick falls to top three. I mean, the Hawks still have a chance to write the correct course, but I just for to pay all that money just to be in the play-in all the time or barely make the play-in, that's just not good. That's just not good basketball. So I appreciate Trey, but I'm not mad at it. I'm just not mad at all.
Good call.
Thanks, Jermaine. Let's go out to Wendy in Fayetteville. Wendy, how are you feeling about the Trae Young trade this morning?
I feel great about it. I think that we have shown that we do not need Trae Young to win, and we also don't need Anthony Davis. I think that we just need a couple good defensive players. And actually, I've got to serve Jalen Johnson lunch a few times. He likes Jersey Mike turkey subs.
Let's go. Who doesn't?
Nice guy. A super nice guy. And I think that we're on the right track. There was no reason to pay Trae a max contract. And there's no reason to give up a lot of good players for a guy who is going to be retired in a few years. We just need to stay the course, support our teams, and stop whining every day. This is entertainment. That's it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. I think that there's this back and forth right now with, I can't remember which caller it was. It was like, this used to superstar-driven league. You can't win without superstars.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's the pro-Anthony Davis group in this town that's like, oh, let's make this trade. I think that's kind of what they're looking at, right? At some point, you have to have a superstar, and then hopefully superstars build other superstars, and you get a high draft pick. There's definitely some superstars in the draft coming up, and you kind of build it that way. But I think there's another faction of fans in this town, and I think I fit in this group where it's like it wasn't working this year, although not given a huge sample size. And I think the team plays hard for whatever reason when Trey's not in the lineup. And I think that I'd like to see kind of that, that kind of pan out with Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Yeah, real quick. I think part of that is because when you're getting in a rhythm and the ball's moving and then you come down the court and you pull up from logo and you kill a run.
Yeah.
And then that is as infectious as playing well. I mean, and then other guys start doing it. Now you've killed the ball movement and everybody's just coming down and chunking up shots. That happened too often. As I'm not trying to kill the guy. I have no issues. But the problem for me is we're making this guy out to be a superstar. If he was, you'd have won more. You wouldn't have been in a play-in game every year. And teams would have been beating the door down when they found out. They tried to trade him last offseason, and they couldn't get anything for him. So I don't know how else to spell it out for anyone. Because the NBA has told you everything.
Well, we do have to get to mic'd up in a second, but I want to get one more phone call from James Indicator. James, which side are you on for this trade situation?
Man, I like to trade. I didn't only have nothing against Trey, but I think that when Jalen Johnson arrives with that running gun and shoot attitude momentum, I don't think if we had the first 2 years of Trey in that lineup, it would be fine. But the old Trey is not there, and that's why he don't fit in with those guys. So, like I said, and only thing we need, I think, is some board, man. We just got to get that board together, and we'll be okay.
Yeah. Thanks,
man.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Like I said, this is still TBD for me, and I hate riding on the fence like that. But I can't just look at just this trade and say, oh, big win. It's got to be whatever the next move is, and it's got to be – I don't know if that comes in season. I don't know if that's off season. I don't know what that next move could be, but I'm just still TBD on, like, when you just look at the names pass, I'm like, ah.
Well, sometimes it's not about winning or losing. It's about just doing what's best for both parties. And I do believe that's what it is. I also think, I don't know when we'll see Trey again, but the next time you see him on the court, there might be it might be as motivated as you've seen Trey in a long time, because don't think that it's not humbling seeing what you got traded for.
It does feel a little bit good that Alex Saar is now playing with Trae Young. Good for you, Alex Saar. That a boy. You tried to avoid it this whole time.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's edition of Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Only got about a minute here, so I want to bring you guys on a conversation happening in my house. I don't want to call it a decision, and it's not which one Wednesday right now, but this is an ongoing conversation that we have had in my house. My children are young. They're 5 and 3. Over the next couple of years, trying to plan some things out about how we want the next step of our lives to be as they enter into elementary school and do some other things, create some financial flexibility, all the above. And this conversation continues to boil down to, would you rather have a boat or an RV? I'm not going to call it a decision because that means that one of them is going to happen. But it's just been this kind of like point counterpoint of like what kind of lifestyle you want to live and how much you want to move around. And I think that my wife and I, it's almost become comical where it's like boat or RV, boat or RV. A lot of pros and cons, either one. Do any of you all three have a thought on which one you'd rather have in your family?
I do. I will take the I'll take door number three, please.
Yeah, neither one.
The money the in the bank.
Yeah.
The money that I'm going to have to spend on each one a month and maintenance.
See, I think, and that's been a conversation as well, but what we keep falling back to is our kids are only at this great age for like 5 or 6 years. And Steak actually does a great job of talking to me about this because he's always like, you don't even know how good things are about to get like in your household. The way he is with Bobby and the way he's been with his daughters and things like that is so cool. And I'm with you. It's like I want to save money, but I also am the kind of guy that I'm going to go spend and have experiences with my children while they're still fun before they fly the nest and get out of there, you know, get out from under my my house.
I will say RV. I come from a family of 5 kids. Yes, there are 5 of me running around. Every single time, by the way. I know. They're saints. Every time we get together at a family event, we always talk about our road trips in the conversion van and the movies we watched and how we can quote them. Okay. And like, I mean, it's every single time we get together, something from the van comes
up. Conversion van.
Yeah, and that I will say, man, boats are the biggest pain in the butt that you'll ever have.
Oh, I've owned a boat.
But there's nothing worse than having.
RVs are pain in the butt, too.
But like, dude, yeah, with an RV, at least, you know, your boat, you get stuck out on a boat in the middle of the lake with your kids. And
bad deal.
It's just, it's bad.
It's definitely RV. Having lived that RV life and been on a couple of RV road trips, because most parents have an RV and I've gone on a few road trips with them, definitely RV. You can just do more, obviously go more places, and I think it's a less of a hassle than maybe a boat is. Even though both can be a pain, I feel like a RV is definitely, you get more juice with the squeeze.
It really comes back to the fact that you can use a boat if it's close enough on any given day, and the RV is like, it's a planned out, like, multi-day excursion most of the time.
That's true, yeah.
If I was going to, I don't know about advice, but take the money you're going to use on a boat and maybe join a boat club, because that's like the best of it, because you have a boat at your beck and call.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about any of the other stuff with it. And if you do break down, you just call them, like, come pick me up.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we've kicked the tires on that as well. And I will just give you a friendly reminder that the Atlanta Boat Show is coming up. You can find those tickets at AtlantaBoatShow.com. That's presented by Progressive. You know the deal.
And Dukes and Bell will be out there later today.
Yeah, there you go. You guys know.
And Andy and Randy will be at Twin Peaks.
And I'm sure that the Freedom Boat Club will have a kiosk. There you go.
Coming up, we've got the Rusty Mansell joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.